Welcome to the TeacherCast Educational Network, coming to you from the TeacherCast studios since 2011. Join us each week as we bring you the latest educational news, EdTech updates, and hottest interviews with today's most influential leaders in education. And now, for your host, Jeff Bradbury.
Everybody, and welcome to the Jeff Bradbury Show. I am so glad that you're here. On today's episode, we're going to be talking all about artificial intelligence and how it relates to podcasting. You know, we've been podcasting here on the Jeff Bradbury Show for the last 14 years, had the opportunity to hear all about how podcasting is being worked on, not only in the classrooms, but also in the corporate worlds, and also how it's affecting things out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you name it. I have a fantastic guest coming on the show today, talking about his platform and how he's making an impact by using audio and video podcasts to support companies, school districts, and other kinds of organizations to use it as a primary source of communication internally. So if you got a company out there that you're looking to update the way that you guys talk to each other and leave notes, this is a great episode for you. If this is the first time you're listening to the Jeff Bradbury Show, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all of our videos are over on our brand new YouTube channel. You can check that out at teachercast.net/YouTube today. And if you have a topic that you'd like to bring onto the show, if there's some way that you are making an impact in this world, we would love to have you guys as a guest. Head on over to teachercast.net/contact. We'd love to have you fill out the form and join us on our next episode of the Jeff Bradbury Show. My guest today is the CEO and founder of a fantastic company called AX3 Inc. He's got over 20 years in leadership in streaming technologies, digital infrastructure, and he has a fantastic platform out right now that he's helping companies and corporations create audio and video podcasts for internal communications. I am thrilled to have on the show today Mr. Anthony Salito. Anthony, how are you today? Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm doing great, Jeff, and thank you all for viewing.
I am so excited to have you on today. You know, we had a chance to talk a few weeks ago about your great platform. We'll talk about that soon. But today, really, we're talking all about podcasting. You know, we just recently here on the Jeff Bradbury Show celebrated 14 years of podcasting. There's been so much stuff going on. You know, what is a podcast? How does a podcast work? And so I'm excited to have you on today to kind of unpack a little bit about all this. Before we get into those things, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. So like the past 20 years, I've been in AV infrastructure. I've been doing a lot of different build outs for different corporations. But I myself, I started as a recording engineer. I worked for Sony Music. I did transfer all their master tapes to digital, and then I worked on all their videos, and then from there I went into live webcasting. I worked for a company that did live webcasting for Fortune 500 companies. So, you know, again, in this realm of podcast streaming technology, it's been a good 20 years that I've been doing this.
Now, I've been thinking back over the last few weeks as I've been approaching my 14 years here, and you said 20 years for yourself. There's been a lot that has changed about audio recording, video recording, but I also think there's a lot that's been consistent here. Things such as you need to have a great conversation, you have to put out good content, you need to have some good chemistry with your hosts. What have you seen over the last 20 years that you would say is a consistent in this industry for creating good content, for putting out good content, and really for making something that's marketable?
I really believe it's personal conversations, right? One-on-ones like these, maybe one-on-twos. One of the best things that we did for Xerox, right? We were the white label webcast for Xerox. Their CFO fireside chats, where it was just the CFO and somebody asking them questions at a table, were the most viewed content that they ever had. Forget about, you know, their CEO, you know, quarterly events, right? This gained the most, one, because it's very insightful, and it was very meaningful because it's very personalized, right? And that's the big thing about like podcasting. It is a very personalized content application that is getting sent out.
I think you're on the nose with that one. You know, I subscribe to a lot of YouTube channels. I subscribe to a lot of Google-based YouTube channels, but the videos on the Google channel that I check out the most are those, you know, talks at Google, where it's just somebody having a conversation with somebody else. They're telling a story. They're getting engagement with the audience. There is something about learning about somebody and about hearing the story for things. How did you get involved with audio and video?
So, I was a musician, right? I was a bass player, and one day we needed to take our tape that we were able to record with. Somebody had like a free studio in their house, right? And I took it into a mixing engineer, and I'm like, well, why am I not doing this for my life, right? So that's how I went to recording school. I went to Institute of Audio Research for their 9-month program back in the day, and that's where I kicked around doing different jobs for recording. And then I got the job at Sony. And then really that was like the divergence of tech. We were transferring their master tapes. We offered that for different independent artists. And then boom, what happened? Apple came out with their iPod, right? Which is what the basis of podcasting is. It was to get content to iPods. Right, Apple iPods. That's where podcast name came from, right? So, that little argument you're saying, what is a podcast? Well, a podcast is something that can play on an iPod.
So you subscribe to the fact that a podcast has to have a feed rather than two people or more talking on a YouTube video.
Well, no, because those feeds weren't always feeds. They were downloadables, right? So whether it was from an RSS feed or just a download, right? That was what a podcast was, right? It was just people talking and you can download their content.
You know, when I got started, the joke of the thing, and I'm not trying to insult anybody here, but the joke was, what is a podcast? And it's two guys talking about their iPhones. And it's changed so much since all of that, right?
Yeah.
And it's mostly because the technology has gotten easier. A lot of times the technology has gotten free of charge. I like to think that at least in my time here, we've gone through a number of different podcasting waves. Started for me with, Google Hangouts on Air, and then it went to Blab, and then it was an Anchor, and then it was, Spotify for creators now. And it seems like every time that there's a new greatest free solution, at least in the educational world, teachers find the medium. And when teachers find the medium, they start teaching the medium, which only helps students learn about the medium. Now, I'm never going to look at a teacher and say, your student isn't making a podcast because there's no RSS feed attached to his homework assignment. But the fact that teachers and educators and primarily the people that are listening to this are out there using media of any kind in the classroom, I think is an amazing thing. How have you seen these different waves over the top?
So it's very interesting. You're not the first like educator that I've talked to about this. When creating the platform, I started getting reached out to by several different professors. I have one professor that I'm discussing, working with his podcast and his students, because he wants to put in crypto. Right. Mm. He wants to be able to teach his AI class and give them a crypto asset, for the completion of the course. Right. So it's very interesting. Right. A lot of the educators are reaching out. And like you said, hey, there's all these free tools. You guys go into these services and then you help build them up. And then it sounded like from your perspective, that then they get pushed to the wayside at a lot of these services.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the projects that you've been working on. You are currently working on a project that is supporting the use of audio, video, podcasting in a closed door environment. I think that's a generalized way of putting it. Tell us a little bit about what you're working on these days.
Yeah, so like the main features of the site all came out from a LinkedIn post, right? Basically, you know, somebody I follow for music news started talking about podcasting. A whole bunch of people jumped on that LinkedIn thread and were like, how come we can't do more private podcasting? How come there's no more, you know, it's not a lot resources for businesses to do podcasting, and as well as, hey, I want to do more of a private content doorway, right? I don't want all these advertisers getting, you know, put in. And I kind of likened it to this. You don't want to have an internal Coca-Cola podcast, right? And then have a Pepsi commercial on that podcast, right? There are companies that are saying they're doing, hey, we're doing it for business, we're doing it for this subsector, but they're really not. They're really more interested in getting the people who wish they're becoming a Joe Rogan, right? So they might put in the features, or they might even do that. You know, one of the competitors, I was watching their videos on, you know, how to do stuff. And when they were talking about single sign-on, they said, hey, why not just go and use this other service? Because we're not going to do it, right? I was shocked at that. Hey, they're saying we will support these types of businesses, internal stuff, and they're not willing to go the distance in, you know, applying the applications for you for that. And that's a big thing. For me, a lot of my career, I've been on the other side as a buyer of these services for large corporations. I know what it takes to, hey, we need to do a pilot. We need to be able to have this secure. We need easy use so that our end clients, internally end clients, were, you know, the employees of a company that I worked for, say it was Peloton or L'Oreal. And these internal people, they don't want to have to keep adding, you know, a different password for each different service, right? So something like that, that's a big deal. And then again, the security, right? Hey, we have content that may be specific just for the sales team. So we built out a roles-based system in that.
You know, I've been asked often, you know, I'm a school district. I want to create something to share with my teachers. I want to share something with my community. And my first questions are always, you know, A, do you have a budget? But two, do you need this to go out on iTunes? Do you need this to go out on Spotify? Do you need, and usually the answer is no. Why would I need the entire world to know that there's a half day tomorrow for the elementary school? And so putting together simple solutions such as record audio, stick it into Google Drive. Now you have a link to that file. And then from there, you can share it with whatever. You can put it on a Google site. You can stick it on the blog news post on your school website, whatever it happens to be. And I love the fact that now more school district website application platforms have an audio feature. So you can put out a news post with. Now, I'm not going to go into, is that a podcast or not? But that's a different conversation. But let's say that a company is looking to bring audio into their fold and they came to you for advice and help. What does your solution do for them?
Well, one of the things is we are able to have them create their own branded portal, right?
What does that mean?
So they have a landing page, like for all their content. Right. So we can link that, they can link to it, and we can link back to their main intranet as well. Right. And wow, you just like hit on a great resource with our roles, right? You can create a special role for parents, right? And that's their login, and that's, and all they get is the content dedicated for the parents, while you might have content dedicated to your teachers in a teacher's role. Right. So you can create that. You know, that's a different insight. I didn't even think about, you know, reaching out to for a market like that. I think that would be great. So they have this landing page, right? And say you register their email and hey, now they have that update, or they could check in. Yeah, what's coming up? Maybe they'll post their plays, right? You know, too, you know, and then you can have that, you know, vetted out. It's not just about like free content. You can also do paid for content. And one of the things I used to do with my own production company, at a production company, we used to do high school graduations and turn that into DVDs. But now we do regular, you know, streaming video. Here you go. They used to charge for those, to get that, make some revenue for the school a little bit. And you could do that now too. You can have, hey, here's your high school graduation, here's your high school play, and, you know, charge, you know, not a lot, but, you know, a reasonable subscription for that.
There's so many different ways that podcasting can be used for internal communication, right? And, you know, even this year I found a new one, which is, I'm hoping it works out, but I mean, you know, now you've got things like Notebook LM, which you put all your sources in, it creates an audio, I'm going to say the word, podcast, right? Google Docs, Word, all these different, you know, document platforms, they are now also coming out with the feature where it'll read the doc, it'll synthesize it, and it'll give you an audio podcast for you, right? We're kind of smiling at each other when we say this stuff, but, you know, there's so many different avenues right now where people are trying to consume long form content, or take 1,000 pages on a Google Doc and give it to me in a 15-minute concise thing. And it's at the point now where you're doing multiple languages, multiple accents, multiple dialects, and it really is easy to put all this stuff together. So I would imagine, Anthony, that a company that's looking to use a platform like yours or any kind of an audio platform, they don't actually have to go about making the audio, because there's a lot of services out there now that'll, again, take that 1,000-page Google Doc and slice it down into a 20-minute audio for somebody.
Yeah. And the reason why I was smiling, I didn't want to cut you off, because you hit on something that I just did last week, Notebook LMN. Mm-hmm. So an example of how we can help a company or bring that content to the forefront, exactly what you said. I reached out to one of the AV integrators that I work with, throughout my career. And I said to them, you know, we're talking about having them onboarded as a reseller, but I said to them, you have a lot of great content already in your blogs. I just took about 4 of their blog contents last week and converted them into podcasts for them with Notebook LMN, right? I mean, these are features that we could eventually build into our own product as well, but, you know, people can use the tools that they're comfortable with, right? And then bring it into our platform, you know, to get a jump start on this. So yeah, I took four of them, but I broke them down into 3 different subsets, right? I did a 1-minute quick video, right? And then I had the medium, you know, maybe a 5-minute, and then the long form, which took the whole article and, you know, did that because they have a ton of different white papers, right? And one of their products, this is for AV services, they have a product called Harmony, and they're trying to get people to corporations to use it because it's a product that monitors all their AV devices across the network. And so what we did, here's a short form, really short, because this is what you're going to post on like LinkedIn or your socials to get people as a teaser, right? And then they go into that and view that. And then you can have it teed up to the next medium form content, or download the whole transcript of the blog, right? Or post them to the blog. But we are able to show the return on investment if there's a purchase, because we can show, hey, they watched their really short video, which led them to the medium video, and then they reached out to the sales button, or they reached out to the next article, and then they reached a salesperson, right? So you can take this really long, boring content, which no one's going to read, right? And trim it down to like really interesting things, and then have a conversation around that with Notebook LM. It was great. You know, it took me, you know, 2 days of like figuring out how things really work with Notebook and the prompts, but then it was kind of easy, you know, from there.
So we know we have companies that are out there looking to bring audio, video content into their organization. How do they reach out to you? Where do they find you? And when they do that, what questions should they have on their mind when speaking with you?
Well, they can reach out and go direct to ax3sonic.com. I'll give you calendar links that you could post along with this broadcast for the podcast. And actually, probably I'll set up a special introductory rate as well that you can offer, for them. But what things they should be thinking about? Well, one is how do they want to engage their employees or their users? So like you said, more companies are doing this. The reason for that is showing that audio and video engagement increases by 60%. Especially using like podcasts for that content. So instead of delivering like a chunk of emails about what's coming next, right? You can easily send out the link to the latest, podcast or video cast, on certain topics, and then people can listen to that. And this is why it's a great platform, because even if it's just video. People might just pop it up and just listen to it anyway, right? And they're able to still read other emails, do other work, right, mm-hmm. in the background. And if there's something that really piques their interest, they're going to stop and pay more close attention to the podcast or rewind it, of course, right? But it's kind of funny. I was talking to one podcaster last week, and I went to his blog, and he was like, the first things is TLDR, too long to read. I'm like, well, why, you're a podcaster, throw it into the LLM, make it into a button that you can play the podcast. I mean, what if you're telling it's too long to read, then that is definitely something that should be turned into a audio or video feed.
We've been talking a lot about Notebook LM. This is a huge topic right now these days, especially in the podcasters field. Do you have any recommendations on creating prompts for creating valuable podcasts? I got to be honest, I'm asking a personal question here. I just launched my book, and the idea that I have is to take every chapter and turn it into an audio. I'd like to do some of that myself. But at the same time, there's 20 chapters, and it doesn't really matter who the voice is, I think. So I did create a prompt that says, look at chapter one, pull these things, and go. Now, you only get, I think it's 500 characters or 500 words. I forget which one. But do you have any prompts on how to take a document of size and have Notebook LM successfully create something for a small snippet of it rather than ingest the entire 90,000 word doc?
So one suggestion on just prompts in general, not just for podcasting, but anything in general, if you're doing any writing, if you're doing any creating of PowerPoints, right? The key to those prompts is like a. So for example, you have a book chapter and you want to change it into a podcast, you could say, like a podcast producer, make this into a, this content that you copy and paste a link to into that. Like a marketing guru, right? Create the short description to target users for purchases, right? So that's been the biggest great prompt that people have made suggestions to me, right? Is, I'm working on a marketing piece. Well, then think like a marketing PR firm. And then what happens is the LMM goes and knows all those tricks that those marketing things have been programmed into it. Right. Instead of just saying, well, make me a picture. Right. No, like Leonardo da Vinci, make me a picture. Right. Like an expressionist painter, make me a picture, right? You know, of my logo or something like that, silly like that. So those prompts are really good. There are a couple other tools besides Notebook, which will take a direct URL, right? And this is what I did with, you know, I wasn't copying and pasting. I just took a link and pasted that, right? So there's a couple of different providers besides Notebook LLM that will allow you to take a URL. And the great thing about that is it also pulls in some of the graphics that might be on that page as well, right?
And what would those resources be?
I think the other one I was testing out just last week was like V.io. You know, so there's a couple of different ones. I've done things with different videos for like music videos. I've used like Clean AI. That's been the better one. You got to watch it though with your credits and your prompts, right? Because there is that credit description, and it you'll take several weeks with some of these platforms to know how to massage their prompts. So it cuts down on your usage, but there is like a kind of an exponential learning curve first before the drop off where you do that.
Talking today to Anthony Salito from ax3sonic.com, all about his great podcasting solution and how you guys can take advantage of bringing internal audio and video into your communication strategy. And Anthony, before we wrap up here, what do you see as the future of all of this? Clearly, we're in this AI revolution. Clearly, things are moving quickly. But I mean, we're just on the crest of this wave for documents into quick audio. Are we moving quicker into documents into now you're going to see two user generated videos coming up? I would imagine if we could do audio, it's going to create the video aspect of two newscasters or two podcasters or something like that. Where do you see the next 6 months being with all this?
Well, Moore's law has been blown out of proportion. It used to be every every 18 months. Now, like what I saw, what I was doing in testing in January to what is capable now, just in that 6 months time. I'm hoping that we can see the video version of the translation, but I think that will come more with more people creating their AI persona, right? So you, Jeff, will go into one of these video services, and you do this right now, right? And you can, you know, get your image, get your voice, and then just use text-to-speech to write out. And then you don't even have to, like, sit down, right, for some of this long-form content. That might be good for your book, right? You reading your content, but it's not you. It's your persona. You know, it's your persona. The two-person back and forth, I'm hoping maybe in 6 months. Maybe it's a year, right? One of the issues with some of the video content, it's instances of 12-second, maybe 30-second clips, right? Where longer format, there's still some issues. There's still some illusionary things that pop up, right? Hands and fingers, especially, right? You might get an additional appendage, you know, on those. But I think it's coming. I think it's going to be great for people who just want to make their own movie, right?
Yeah. We've been having fun with, you know, it's creating an 8-second video. Okay, well, let's do a 30-second video. Let's do a minute video, right? There's a lot of neat things. Gemini just opened up a new gem where you give it a prompt and it automatically creates like a 30-page storybook with all the trimmings and it flips through you and it's, oh, cool. Like, and that, you know, 6 months from now, that's going to seem like nothing. But right now, when you're working with your children, that's kind of neat for let's be creative and write a story. And then, oh, there's the book right in front of you. So really interested in seeing where you're going with all of this stuff. If you guys are out there listening and have any questions for Anthony, where can we go and find a way to contact you, Anthony?
Well, you can easily contact me at as@ax3.com. That's my direct email. I'm happy to reply to you directly. You can reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'll give Jeff my my LinkedIn profile. And yeah, we can have a continued conversation on all things AV.
We're going to make sure that we have links to all of that stuff in our show notes over here, over on the Jeff Bradbury Show. And Anthony, I want to say thank you so much for stopping by. Please feel free to come back in the future, and we can continue talking about audio and podcasting. And if you guys would like to be a guest on that show, head on over to teachercast.net/contact. We'd love to have you guys reach out and be a guest on a future episode of the Jeff Bradbury Show. Anthony, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you too, Jeff. And have fun, everybody.
And that wraps up this episode of the Jeff Bradbury Show. If this is the first time you're listening to our episode, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. And of course, all of our stuff is archived over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the video for these shows are going to be over on our YouTube channel. So on behalf of Anthony and everybody here on TeacherCast, my name is Jeff Bradbury, reminding you guys to keep up the great work in your classrooms and continue sharing your passions with your students.
You've been listening to the TeacherCast Educational Network, hosted by Jeff Bradbury. Please reach out to the show with all of your questions on Twitter at TeacherCast or online at www.teachercast.net. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. And please take a moment to write a review in the App Store.